This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Let's Talk About the Husband, the Christmas Party Edition, with me, Stephen Bailey.
Oh, I love a Bailey at Christmas. And me, Zoe Lyons. Let's get this party started.
Yeah, woo, nothing cultural today, babe. No, nothing
it's
cultural.
It's our office party.
Does that mean we have to snog?
Yeah, by the printer.
Oh. Are you tongue or no tongue?
It depends how many drinks I've had.
Interesting. I prefer to hold back a bit, to be honest.
What, if you were to snog somebody at a Christmas party, you'd go no tongue?
Yeah. I'm a really good kisser because I used to be a really bad kisser. Sometimes I'd like to see my first boyfriend again, get permission off Rich so I could snog my first boyfriend again just to show him what I've learned since. You know what I mean?
You've improved?
Yeah, definitely.
What did you do? Some sort of YouTube tutorial? How did you go about that?
Just kept kissing everyone till I got it right.
Okay. So, all right, yeah.
Do you know I learned how to kiss very well, though?
Was no, go on, tell me.
Because I lived in France for a year as part of my degree.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Had to do it. They know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you'd hold back with the old...
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wear when you know someone's like,
Yeah.
Just keep it to yourself. If you don't know where to put it when it's in my mouth, don't put it in.
Okay, fair enough. And that's a motto I like to live by. That is a motto I like to live by. So, yes, welcome to the Let's Talk About the Husband Christmas Party Special Edition. Woo! I'm here in my Christmas jumper.
I'm in my jammies.
Yeah, I've got a little Christmas jumper on.
I've got my advent calendar, babe. I've not done it today.
Have you? Okay, so...
My mum gets us one every year.
Oh, a classic. Dairy milk.
Dairy milk.
Right, go on then. Pop your door.
Oh, I've got yesterday's as well.
Oh, yes. Isn't that amazing?
Four, I've got a little snowman. Thank you.
Is that a snowman? That doesn't
look... Yes.
That looked like it melted in the factory. Go on.
Number five.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that is. Do you think that's a pudding?
That is definite. That's a pudding, I think.
A pudding.
Or a turd. Yeah. No. Christmas turd. Nice. Anyway, well done. Oh, I haven't got an advent calendar this year.
Why?
I've gone a bit bar humbug.
No, baby. Why? Tell me.
Well, we're not really doing Christmas, sort of. Not really. I've got a plug-in Christmas tree.
What does that mean?
Like it's a neon light and I just plug it in. It's brilliant.
Why do you not do Christmas?
Well,
do you not like to feel snug and cozy and like, there's magic? You reinvigorate the magic at this time of year, no?
I suppose so, but we're not going to be here. I'm going on holiday on Christmas Day.
You told me that. Where are you going again?
I'm going to Mexico.
So are you
on Christmas Day?
So your whole flight will be all of Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. Do you not feel like sad?
Well, no, that's great, because isn't that normally what you do anyway? You just sit on your ass eating, watching films. So I'll just be doing it at 33,000 feet. Do you know what I'm going to do? I will actually, just in case they don't go Christmassy on the plane, because I've never flown on Christmas Day before.
No.
In case they don't go Christmassy on the plane, I might take with me a Christmas dinner bap.
Yeah, that'd be... You get that. No, surely you'd get that at the airport, like a little... Because Pret even do like a turkey and...
But are they open Christmas Day?
Nowhere's going to be open, is it? I'm surprised people are flying, like surprised pilots are flying.
Yeah, they have to, yeah. But I will take with me a Christmas bap. A white, flowery bap, buttered with turkey breast, cranberry sauce, stuffing, congealed gravy.
I love congealed. I know exactly what you mean by that, by the
way. Do you know what I mean by that? Yeah. Congealed gravy. And maybe a sprout.
Oh, why do... Would they let you through security with that?
I'll smuggle it in.
Down your Pikachu.
Down my Pikachu.
Oh my God.
That's always where I smuggle my baps. You know that.
Yeah.
I snuggle my baps down my Pikachu.
That's why she has a large lesbian fan base.
Yeah, that is based on my smuggling.
Look,
ability.
I've even got my Christmas mug out.
Oh my God, you've got a Christmas mug.
I love Christmas because, do you know, I will say this, right? I really still believe in the magic. I'm still a child. I stay at my mum's on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I really do. And Christmas Day, I still wake up at like 6. And this, you know, these days you get given a voucher or like a pot and pan. It's not even excited about toys, but I still love it. And I make mum and dad on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Do you know the Father Christmas cartoon film? Is it Raymond Briggs?
Yes. Father's Christmas,
Yeah. And we watch that every Christmas day without fail. I just love the magic. And now we have babies in the family again.
Yeah.
I really love it. It really resets me and makes me go. Because I got into comedy. Right, I'm going to get a bit serious here. I got into comedy deluded. Like, because I was a big dreamer. I believed what they told you in Hilary Duff films, Miracle on 34th Street, Lindsay Lohan films, Santa Claus. Father Christmas, I believe that if you believed in your dreams hard enough, they can come true. And to an extent, they have. I mean, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm also doing something that I dreamed of doing.
Yes.
But as the year goes on, it gets knocked out of you because everyone's a bit miserable. Everyone's rushing for a tube. No one's got a minute to wait for the next tube. It gets knocked out of you, rejection. And just it resets me on Christmas Day where it's like, okay, I'm ready. And I remember like this time last year, I had again nothing going into you, not in a bad way, but like just nothing planned for the new year. I was like, oh God.
Here we
go. Don't let it be another year like the pandemic 2 years where I can't have another year like that. And it was a great year.
There you go. There is a sense of optimism coming out of it. Yeah. Yes. No, I get that. I do get that because I am looking forward to a break at Christmas because I feel a bit tired.
And when you're tired, I think you slip in, not you, everyone, pessimism.
One slips into pessimism. Yes. Like, yes. I agree. And I do enjoy a bit of sparkle and a bit of sort of, we'll do nice things. I'm going to a panto tomorrow.
Oh, which one?
I'm taking my mum and Cindy to Mother Goose at Brighton Theatre Royal with Sir Ian McKellen.
Gorgeous. Do you know what? Yes. Think about this. Do you know what? Your career pays for that. So when you think your career shit, it enables you to take your family and your beloved
to Mother Goose. To the Panther.
Pavilion.
With John Bishop. Which
is
lovely.
John in it?
Yeah, John's in it. So that's lovely. I did a lovely podcast with John a couple of weeks ago.
Did you promote us?
No, I forgot.
Oh my God, Paul, fire Zoe, for God's sake.
I wasn't really able to. It was a bit orcs.
Was it that one? He does that clever one he does. He does like a clever one, doesn't he? Is it called My Two Little Things or something?
Three Little Words.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Which, by the way, John Bishop, who I adore, and thank you for that taking me on tour that time. But that is also the name of Cheryl Cole's first album.
Is it? Oh, that classic. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I respect John even more for that.
Yeah. It's gone over the top of it. So I'll do that. I'll do panto, but I think it'll be quite a grown-up panto, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And what else am I doing that's Christmassy? I am... Oh, friends down here, we have... sort of group of six of us who have like our own office Christmas party.
So who's that? Jen Brister?
No, it's friends that I made years ago in London when I was a waitress. We all worked in catering and we've all stayed in touch. And now most of us live down here. So they're really like friends that I've had for like 20 plus years, more than 20 years. And we have our own little office Christmas party.
So you're really on the run down to Christmas now, like really starting to switch off the out of offices on part time and
nearly. Yeah, I've got a handful of gigs left in the diary, and I'm Do you know what else I'm going to do? Oh, I'm going to make an apple strudel.
An apple strudel.
Yeah, I'm going to make an apple
strudel.
A strudel. I don't know why I've done it in that accent. A strudel is an apple strudel is sort of folded pastry.
Yeah.
You'd love this.
Well, with apple pie and apple crumble, so I'm buying into it.
Yeah, with apple and I think there's currants in there, but it's quite it's Christmassy spice, so there's quite a lot of cinnamon and nutmeg, and I just want the house to smell nice.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you serve it with a heavy whipped cream.
I love whipped creams.
I love whipped cream.
Everyone always goes for custard. I love
no, I love a whipped cream
personally as well.
Yeah, I love a whipped cream, and I reckon that'll smell nice. And so I'm doing that. And what else am I doing that's Christmassy? That's about it, really. But then we fly out on Christmas Day.
And do you have like a full 2 weeks off?
Three week holiday. Yeah.
That's awful. Well, I mean, good for you. Awful for the rest of us.
I know. Awful. I'm so sorry. What will you do without me?
I'll still WhatsApp you. There's signal in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
I'll still be there to bother you.
Oh, I won't have signal for 10 days.
What?
Yeah, I'll be on a boat for 10 days and I won't have signal for 10 days, so I'll be completely out of reach. So you'll have
What if I have an emergency?
Well, you'll just have to deal with it.
Oh, no, because, guys, what you don't know is when I'm thinking about doing something, I always check with Zoe if it's a good idea or not.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I get WhatsApped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you'll have to cope, Stephen. You'll have to cope.
Luckily, hopefully it's the 10 days when everything's shut down and I can't do anything.
Yes, it'll be those 10 days that are sort of when nothing's open. So I'm quite looking forward to not having any reception for 10 days.
Yeah, I think that's so good. I think everyone should do it for at least a week.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'd be quite nice not to have our phones for 10 days.
It'll be so nice.
Yeah.
So, talk to me. This is a Christmas party. We're looking back at the year.
Yes.
What have you learned from Let's Talk About the Husband?
I'll tell you what I've learned from this podcast and from spending time with you, Stephen. You always surprise me and delight me. That's what I've learned from this year. Yeah, you do. You always surprise and delight me. I've really loved our chats over this last year. Really, really loved them and really look forward to them. And you've made me look at things differently.
Oh, my God, like what?
Well, I am very admiring of your approach to work. I think you have such a good, strong work ethic. And you've made me sort of consider how I approach things. And you've made me look at, obviously, I've had to watch a lot of reality television with you.
No.
Yeah. But actually, some of it has sort of rubbed off a bit on me, I think. I think I'm a little bit more Housewives of Hove. I think that should be, yeah, I do feel a bit more Housewives of Hove. Yeah. In fact, do you know what? I am, because I've tried to start introducing into my life things that I wouldn't ordinarily do. And my friend Claire, about 18 months ago, took me along to a movement class in Hove.
Is that a dance class?
It's sort of, there's a ballet bar. There's a ballet bar.
Right.
And there's yoga mats and that sort of thing. And it's really outside of my comfort zone. It's really not the sort of thing that I would normally do. Because you know me, I'm a little bit more rough and tumble.
Yeah.
So it was very much outside of my comfort zone. So I went along and I went, I don't think this is for me. I can't do this. I'm, you know, it's not, but I persisted and I kept going. And now I love it and I really look forward to it. And it's, and the girls get together. We've had little social events and it feels very much Housewives of Hove.
Oh.
And I've really, really enjoyed it. And I thought, yeah, you know what? I am going to do more different things. I'm going to watch more different things. I'm going to engage in more different things.
Oh,
so,
I love that.
Yeah.
I think you're quite adventurous anyway, but...
Well, I think I am, but we all get to that point in life where we stop doing new things.
Yeah.
We stop reading different things. We stop watching different things. And I was very close to the idea of a lot of the programs that you, I'm going to say, enjoy. And actually,
I do enjoy that. I just remember in the pandemic, you were like, this is brilliant advice. And I was like, Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is great advice. It's the Kardashians, babe. It's not my advice. But I'll tell you, I think it's interesting because I've really enjoyed our chats. I really do. Because several things really is one, I always love things people wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
I really do. And on the other side, I sounded like Lorraine then. She always says, I really do. I really do. Do you know what? Anyway.
Lorraine Kelly?
Lorraine Kelly, yeah.
Oh, I love did Lorraine. Her show earlier this year.
She did to promote Lightning.
Yeah.
So you've had a great year. But this is what I feel like I've learned from you. Almost the opposite. So where you said about the work things, I respect your approach to work because I think you work really hard. But I think you have a healthy approach to work and life because you are like, go with what comes in and you do it brilliantly, but you also put your life as important as your work.
Yes. Yeah. It's a literally work-life balance.
Yeah. But no, I don't think I have anyone else in my life that has that balance.
Oh, really?
I think you have a very positive approach to it. Like, even if you've had... some sort of you've not got some or whatever, you're kind of like, oh well, but I'm doing this on Friday or da-da-da-da-da. And or you'll be like have a, oh my god, I'm not getting anything in the diary, and you're like, but you've just done all this, so enjoy spending some of the money, I think it's a really healthy approach to it, and I'm gonna take a bit more of that on board.
And I think that comes from, I think, you know what, we all came out of the pandemic a slightly different shape, didn't we? Mm-hmm. That sort of
definitely a different shape. So we had
I was thinking mentally, but you
both for me.
Okay,
both.
Yeah. And I've had to be a lot more philosophical since then about work and the realities of life, and I feel a lot more stable.
And what's important, like work should not be, because I was thinking this as well, like I said earlier, I used to really believe in like magic and the magic of Christmas and da, da, da. I guess that's my universe thing where some people believe in the universe. I guess that's fine. And that's why I got into all this nonsense. And I used to have so much fun when I started. Then it became so much of a job that I forget sometimes to have fun with it.
Yeah.
And also to prioritise other areas of my life. Like also, the one thing you've taught me is I don't have to gig so much. I can take time off and be with Rich and make him a roast and give him a gobble, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And also the other thing that I've was really thinking of is just, so I've never taken my health seriously. As in, do you know I've not been to the doctor since 2006?
Well, it's good that you haven't had cause to go.
No, but I'll be like, you know, I'll have like, oh, I've got a pain there. I'll leave it. It'll go at some point or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I've had self-diagnosed IBS for as long as I can remember. And for the past, I would say about 3 months, I've been in so much pain to a point where I was like, oh my God, I feel like depressed. I feel depressed.
Yeah.
Just like, did a... And because I'm not getting enough rest because I'm always in pain. And I finally went to the doctors because I can't be arsed dealing with receptionist me. Do you know where they tell you it's trapped wind and to ring them back in a week?
Yeah.
Well, they do that to me once. That they did that in 2006 and it took me to 2022 to go back. And I was like, so I finally did it. And I was like, I've got this pain. I've got it. And I said to them, I said, you know, I'm worried it could be anything. I said, the symptoms are the same for IBS and bowel cancer and this. I mean, what a nappy note to end on. But, so he got me to go in. I had to deliver a poo sample.
Did you? Now, that's a Christmas present nobody wants, isn't it?
No, the worst experience of my life. I never had to do it. I had to go to my mum's house to do it because I was feeling pathetic.
Okay, can I just unpack this? And I don't mean literally,
We'll unpack whatever you want.
Did they provide a container?
No.
Oh.
Wait, do you mean to poo in?
Yeah.
No, they literally give you the swab thing.
Right.
And a little. So I had to do two. I had to do one to check it's not, but where they check for like digestive issues. So you have to like scoop a bit of your poo. You have to scoop a bit.
Yeah.
Poop a scoop yourself.
Okay.
And then the other one is like, looks like a thermometer, and that's the test for bowel cancer.
Right. And where'd you put that?
And then, so you give me it, and then they put you sticks in this pot, but you've got to do a poo. And this is the thing, you can't wee when you poo. Have you ever done that? I've always wee when I poo. I'm so sorry to talk about poo. But then, also, you're not allowed to get, like, you can't just poo in the toilet. So I was saying to me mum.
But where'd you go?
Well, this is the thing. So they say to you to put, like, a container in the toilet to catch your poo. I can't even...
Right, okay, yeah. Please tell me it didn't go back in the Tupperware cupboard.
So my mum went...
Oh, God.
I said to mum, I went, I don't get how you do this. I did it. And she went, well, you just need to use Tupperware. And I went, I'm not using any Tupperware. She went, you can borrow mine if you want. And I went...
Borrow!
Borrow! That's the key word. Borrow.
And I was like, that does suggest that's going back in the cupboard for frozen goods later.
No, my mum has one she washes, bleaches and keeps for just when they need to do poo samples.
Well, it's funny you should say that because my mum has a piss jug.
A piss jug?
Yeah, I found this out. Yeah.
What is with parents?
Yeah, piss what, jug.
Discuss.
It's a jug that's in the bathroom. And I went, why is there this jug in the bathroom? And she went, that's the piss jug. And I went, why do you have a piss jug? And she was for the same thing, for samples.
Samples.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting on my results, but they gave me some tablets for IBS.
Oh, God. So hang on. No, hang on. Okay. Hang on. So what did you go in the end? What did you poop in?
So I was like, I don't want to borrow.
No.
Anything. So I just padded the toilet with toilet roll.
Okay, sort of cushioned it.
Cushioned it so it catches it. And then I did it absolutely. And then, do you know when I was putting the thermometer on, I was like, oh my God, I'll be doing this in 2 weeks for the turkey. And then... it was awful. Oh. It was awful. And then, so anyway, so I've delivered all that, waiting for the results, because you know what they're like. And, but they also gave me, he was like, it sounds like it's just IBS. Like, and I said, well, I've self-diagnosed that for years. And then he was like, well, let me prescribe you some tablets for IBS. I have never felt more alive in the past. I think over the past 3 years, I've never felt more alive than I have in the past 3 days.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Look at your health, people. Go to the doctors that can help you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So I'm going to start taking things like my health more seriously. I just never bother. I'm always like, no, it'll go. Do you know, like if you have a lump or a bump, it'll go.
Yeah, no, good for you.
That's what I'm going to do next year. Work is not the number one priority anymore.
Good.
Other things like family, friends, social, health, then maybe work fourth because we've got to pay our bills. So it should be on the list.
Yeah, it should be in there.
High on the list.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Do you know what's number one on my list for next year?
Go on.
Well, my hair has started to grow back.
But
weirdly quickly.
Does that mean it's because is it triggered by stress? No.
Yes, mine is, yes. Yeah. My alopecia was triggered by stress. So that's what sort of kicked it all off about 2.5 years ago.
You've done something to look after yourself that's made it come back then? Like, you've taken some stress out? Is that
Definitely some stress has come out of my life, absolutely. But also, I've always known, I've always felt that my hair will come back.
Yeah.
I've always felt it will. It's not guaranteed. You know, some people with alopecia, it never does. But I just always had this feeling it'll come back, it will come back, and this just has to run its course. And over the last month even, it properly started to sprout on the top of my head. I've got the weirdest hair going on at the minute, Stephen. Oh. It's hilarious. So I've got bits that are sort of longish that I've kept, you know, that have been there for a while. And then these spiky tufts on the top. And I'm so delighted. And that's my priority for next year is, again, looking after my health and making sure that by the 6 months' time, I have a bouncing Barnet.
Do you know, though, just to say on the flip side of that, I think you talking so openly and honestly and authentically, dare I say.
Connected with my authentic self.
Yeah, but I do think, talking about that, you put up that Instagram post and I really think it was good for you.
Yeah, I think it was.
And I think it was good for other people, and I think that is a good thing, is like when... Because sometimes, like we say, we're running around doing this and you're like, oh God, I'm knackered, like da-da-da-da. But then sometimes you can do something that resonates with people and you go, this, I think, is why I actually do this.
Yeah, I agree. And by talking about my hair loss over the last year or so, it has taken a lot of the stress out of it for me.
Yeah.
So I, you know, initially when my hair fell out, I didn't want to discuss it. I was in denial about it. I didn't want anybody to look at me. And that was actually holding tension in my body. So by talking about it and being much more free with it, it's allowed this thing to move through and now it's sprouting back.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think as well, like... the world, like, taking it away from, like, comedy and work and stuff, but the world, I think, you know, it's not just going to be plain sailing, is it, all the way through? And I think there are things where it's like everything comes back round. So one thing I was thinking about next year is having very clear, rather than, I think sometimes with me, one of the issues I have from the work point of view, which I think a lot of people do, is you just kind of bumble through. So, like, you're trying to go after... whatever, and you're grabbing what you can as you can, and there's no focus. And I think one of the things I've kind of got from the pandemic was, in the pandemic, I was really like, I'm fed up of being seen as like this one note thing. I don't like what this, like, I think because of social media, everyone's been reduced to being like you're the gay one, you're the lesbian, you're the one with alopecia, you're the fat one, you're the woman, you're this, you're that. And I don't like that. I think for me, something about that's going, but I am quite smart, but I'm never allowed to be openly like, Stephen, say, oh, this is camp, you know, stuff like that. Everything they want to give me reduces me, and I just don't buy into it. And over the pandemic, I was really like, I'm gonna gun for a Radio 4 special, because I'll have to write specifically for something which can show I can write. I'm not just a camp man on stage. I have to be clean, no swearing, da-da. I just want to show I can do it. And I really worked on it. I have focus. And next year, I want to make sure I've got focus. I want to make sure I get the right team. We're aligned. We've got the money jobs. But then it's also like, I don't want to be bumbling through, exhausting myself, doing things I don't want to do. And one of the other things I'm really good at, do you remember when I started comedy, I always wore a bow tie?
Yes. Yeah. You always had your little dickie out.
Yeah, I always had my little dickie out.
You always had your little dickie out.
I have decided to bring that back. Because one of my big things about comedy has been like, you know, we're performers. Part mm-hmm. of that is what you present on stage. So I want to have a look. And the reason I stopped wearing a dicky bow was people kept having a go at me for it. So people would be like, why are you wearing a dicky bow to an open mic night? Like,
yeah.
Like, why? And it, rather than go, like, where now I'd be like, why can't I? I'd
yeah.
be like, oh, just, you know, because you're on stage. And
yeah, I liked you in your little yeah. dicky bow.
And then I had things where people would reject me for jobs because they'd be like, like, I remember once getting rejected by the Extra Factor because the producer was like, came to see me do a show.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I had on like this champagne coloured suit and a nice maroon dicky bow. I looked great.
Yeah.
But she was like, dress is a bit old for our audience. And it's like, but at the same time, I could have just wore an Oxford shirt, skinny jeans and a dicky bow. And that's...
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? But all these things made me go, oh, I'm not wearing that anymore because...
What a ridiculous thing for a producer to say.
What a ridiculous... You know where they could just go, can you take your dicky off? And I was
yeah,
like,
oh. That's like not buying a house because you don't like the way the rooms are painted. Like, you can change them.
Yeah. And I was like, do you know what, though? And there's this thing where it's like, you know, oh, is that the one with blonde hair? Is that the one this? I like to change my hair colour. So I was like, right, I'm going to have an aesthetic that is my dicky bows back. So
yeah.
It's like, right, you can always be the one that's wearing the dicky bow. And I'm going to wear it for me again rather than not wear it because of yeah. every other C-U-N-T.
Yeah. No, you go, girl. You yes. get your dicky out.
Yes. So at your tour, I'm going to be wearing dicky bows.
Oh, look, I might get one too.
What is your uniform for the tour?
I don't know. And do you know what? I don't know what to do with my... So, the tour's called Bald Ambition.
Yeah.
And the irony being, my hair has started to grow back. So, I reckon... The tour finishes in May. My last date's in May. Yeah. I reckon I'll still be a little bit patchy by then.
Oh, my God. And how do you... When you're on stage, you're going to wear yeah. a hat? Are you going to go free? What's
don't
the,
know. You see, that's the thing.
Secret?
I don't know. No, it's not. Somebody else asked me that. I mean, I do wear bandanas on my hair, like scarves. Yeah. I wear yeah. scarves. Obviously, I wear a wig on television. Last night I wore a beanie because I couldn't be asked to put a scarf on.
Yeah. Just keep doing that. Keep mixing
yeah.
it up.
I keep doing that. I reckon in about 3 months' time, I'll be able to go without any. I think I'll just fly free. Woo!
Do it!
Yeah, I think I'll just fly free. We'll see. I mean, I could take a leaf out of Madonna's book, Blonde Ambition Tour, and just get a massive blonde top knot and stick it on top. Just move it around to cover the bald bits. Yeah, a movable blonde top knot. That's what I might go for.
I think you should wear your lightning suit if you still have it.
I do still have it. It's quite tight, Stephen. It's quite tight. Post-Christmas, yeah. I think that might be a bit of a struggle.
Oh, babe.
Isn't that a bit sad turning up in your now axed quiz show in your old outfit?
No, it's that's frugal. But also, you look great in that. You feel confident in it. You're putting it out there. You're going on stage as the quiz show host, comedian. That'll bring more quiz shows to you.
No, I can't wear my old outfit. No. It's in my cupboard. Yeah. There was a bit of me that wanted to donate it to Oxfam. I thought it'd be quite funny to see it in the window. My old quiz outfit.
No.
Wig perched on top. Yeah. Anyway, that's that. But who knows what next year will bring. I've got a couple of bits of telly that I've done that are coming out next year.
Yeah, that's what I've got. I don't have anything. I'll tell you one thing, though, this year about next year is this year I came into the year, like I said, with nothing, not in a negative way, just didn't have any plans. And it ended up being a great year. And I want to go into next year with just a positive mindset of the same thing. Like, I'd like to get everything in place. So, get a nice little team around me and enjoy it. Like, I'm really looking forward to doing your tour dates because you go...
We're going
to
have fun.
It'll be fun. It'll be nice, like, chats and gossips. And I'm really excited to see... Because, like, there's jobs you gun after every year, isn't there? And then there's jobs where you're like... what? You're offering me that? Like,
yeah.
Great. Like, okay. I can't wait to see what those ones are. Like,
well, if
ones...
you had any... let's manifest this shit.
Okay. Well, I want your agent. There's a manifestation.
Right. And what job, if given any... If you could have any job come your way in 2023, what would you like? Manifest it. Come on.
Right. There's two. I don't know what one is, but I know what one is. So one, I definitely want to do Celebrity The Chase.
Oh, okay. That's totally doable.
Yeah, that's doable. Yeah. The other one, I would like to get a little presenting job. I don't know what it is yet. I don't think the show exists.
Yeah.
I hope when it does, I'll be put on it.
Popped on the presenting job. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What's yours?
Well, rumour has it that they're remaking Survivor, the reality TV show that I did 20 years ago. And I just think it would be lovely serendipity if I got to... present the new series of Survivor. That is what I'm putting out there.
Right.
Can we make this happen?
Make a call. Your agent needs to make a call. Also, you want a sellout tour?
Yeah. Sellout tour, please.
Full
head of hair, sellout tour, present Survivor. There we go. I've said it.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's great things.
Yeah, they're good things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know as well, I want to make sure, like this year what I went to was, normally I couldn't be asked, especially because I live sometimes in Manchester, sometimes in London. If I get invited to shit, I can't be asked going, do you know?
Right.
But like I was invited to like the Attitude Awards, the Attitude Pride Lunches, film premieres. Like I want to enjoy it. I want to have the full circle. I don't want to just be like slipping around. I want to make sure balance is key. And
you've got to get me to the Attitude Awards as well next year.
I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah.
You get me your agent, I'll get you the Attitude Awards.
Deal.
And also, the one thing is, what I've already started putting in place was when I was booking in my gigs for next year, I was like, oh, sorry, I can't do that one. I've already got two in that week because of you. And also, so my friend Charlie Brooks, who plays Janine in EastEnders and is an all-round talented actress or actor. Do we say actor now instead of actor?
Actor, I think we say now. Yeah.
So I was talking to her and she said something, because I was saying, oh, you know, my friend Zoe, she just books in two gigs a week, and because otherwise you can be running around, you can end up doing like six gigs and it's, you're knackered. As she was saying, by leaving room, it allows things to come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what you should do. Yeah, you've done your time of working so hard and gigging all the time. Now... next year, allow a bit of breathing space for other opportunities to present themselves. And I hope that isn't poverty.
Yeah. Do you know what else? I hope it's not. Listen, if it's poverty, I'll be like, listen, bitch.
You told
me to only do two a year. You told me to do two a week. You have to give me one of these corporates. That's what I'll be saying. But do you know the other thing is as well, is this year, do you know what I enjoyed the most was... my favourite job I did was opening for Catherine Ryan, opening for Jason Manford, opening for John Bishop, opening for Mickey Flanagan, because it was just us. Like, there's a level of control with that. We're going, you know, I know I'm not the headline act, so I know they're not all here for me, but I'm making money. I'm with cool people that I can learn something from. I can have a great gig.
Yeah.
It reminds you why you do it. And also, there's only so many people involved, like, you know, Some of the things where you're on, where you've got a million people's opinion, you forget to hear your own. Whereas this, it's like, it's just you and Catherine, the tour manager, you and Mickey and the tour manager. I'd love a few more. Obviously, I'm coming with you, but I'd like a few more of those. Like another little Mickey Flanagan, another little John Bishop. Because they're so enjoyable and just pleasant.
Yeah.
And that's what I want a bit more, is being like, I want to be where I want to be.
Yeah. Happy. Happy in a happy state.
Yeah.
In a happy state. And I hope that for you.
I hope that for you.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to get there.
Strange. Like, you know, sometimes I get a little bit depressed, a little bit anxious. But actually, I do have a strange level of optimism where I do, on the whole, believe everything will just work out.
Yeah. It has so far, so yeah. There's nothing to suggest it won't otherwise.
It's the control freak in me, and I'm sure other people, where it's like you go, oh, God, what's going to happen? Because we're not planning every minute of it.
No, but once you realise that you have
no power.
Little control over so many things, you have to just let it go and let it flow. You have to let it flow. Let it go. Oh.
That's coming back anymore. I never know full words to song. Maybe
no, I don't. I just do that Nana thing of going, na na na.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've had a lovely year in your company, and I'm looking forward to next year in your company. Yes.
We'll be back mid-January, I believe.
About then.
About mid-Jan, mid-to-end-Jan.
About mid-Jan. Nothing happens the first 2 weeks in Jan, does it?
No. Do you know what else? I've just had a brainwave.
Go.
The days I open for you on tour, we should try and coordinate with producer Paul. Maybe we should do our podcast in the green room so we can talk
that's
about what's
nice.
Been happening as well.
Oh, yes, some dodgy Wi-Fi in a small community theatre up north. What could possibly go wrong? We'll get a dongle. I'll get
It'll
a dongle.
Be great. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it already.
But sign off.
We can report back as to the goods that have been left for us in the green room. Chorley Theatre up north. Oh, my God. Their green room snacks are just to die for.
Chorley Theatre up north is also... Are you gigging there?
Yeah.
Doing that one. I think I might be doing that one.
Oh.
It's one of my favourite venues.
It's beautiful. I look forward to it. And they put on such a snack shop of delight in the green room. Yeah. It's worth it just for the sandwiches.
That's how I judge most things.
Yeah. So who is your last husband... of the week. I've gone too soon. Hit it, Paul. Yay!
Husband of the week.
Oh, love that. So pro.
Right. As we end the year, my husband of the week is you, Zoe Lyons.
Oh!
You! For all
Thank
the
you.
Reasons previously stated, and I can't wait to come into the new year with me husband.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait for her to not pick me now. She's going to pick fucking Santa.
I was going to pick Santa. How did you know?
I knew it.
I was totally going to pick Santa.
You can still pick Santa.
Can I have two husbands of the week then?
Yes, one is me and one is Santa.
One is you and one is Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Santa's just my, he just comes out at Christmas time. You, I've got to live with the whole year.
I know.
Yeah.
He's your dirty little slut.
I need to know this before we do get married though. Are you any good at DIY?
No.
Oh, this is going to cost us a fortune. No, I'm not allowed.
Good at it.
No, I'm really bad, Stephen.
But
I'm really bad.
Have you heard of TaskRabbit?
No.
It's called something like that. It's basically like Uber for little tasks around your house. So we needed blinds put up. So you just go on.
Oh.
Need blinds put up. Come to your house, put them up for 30 quid.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's saved me a fortune. Yeah.
So no, I know how to DIY, but I know how to problem solve.
There you go. That's all you need. That's it. We've problem solved our way out of this. Yeah. Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'll see you on the other side.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you very much.
Book tickets to Zoe's tour.
See you at a lovely venue somewhere in your hood. And have a lovely
subscribe,
Christmas.
Subscribe, review, tell your friends. Have a lovely Christmas, everyone.
See you on the other side. Bye-bye. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk, shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.